we say thanks to you. You don't know how good this makes us feel. Huh? And you don't have to be validated by the New York Times or the Washington Post or Houston newspapers. And finally, when that universal order picks you, it leaves no footprints. I won't be able to punch you up and find your name in the New York Times or call NBC. And what you're doing is lack air. I couldn't live without oxygen, yet I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't take it, taste it. But if you took it away from me, I'd be dead in 30 minutes. And I don't get no bill. Nobody's ever touched me and said, this is your oxygen bill. That's who you are. So don't look at yourself through the eyes of what American power look at you. Look at you of this beautiful sun. And all you got to do, y'all got artists out here, do two pictures. One with the sun setting, which represents them, and one with the sun rising, which represents you. That's all. And so again, we're here because we went down to the headquarters of British Petroleum. And never before have this happened. This is the American office, British Petroleum. Now, y'all got to understand what we're dealing with. Britain, British Petroleum, is one of the largest players in the history of the planet, in corporate and in oil. But Britain don't have no oil. Huh? Tell me about that magic. Dutch oil. You go over there to Dutch oil. They don't have no oil. They stole it. They stole it. And now they act like they own it. And we saying you don't. And so we went to the headquarters and they brought some low-level pimps out to talk to us. We did respect them as human beings, but no more. And so I say to you, there's a whole lot riding on you. This might be the last chance America has. And they don't want to listen because you're children. And so we are here because one human being looked around and saw the injustice in the Gulf with the oil spill. That the big players was being paid off and the little players was ignored. And he started organizing. 10,000 claims. There's more than that. He has 10,000. And so we went to Britain. This black woman, this black brother, me. And we carried British Petroleum a bill for $800 million.
Let me just say that I am so proud of you. There is so much going on in this country today that it is hard to believe. Dr. King himself said it, that anybody can be great because anybody can serve. What you are doing here is service to the people. I applaud you for that. I am so proud that we have come together because we indeed are as much a part of the 99% as you are. We know that there are people out there who don't show up to see you, but they know and understand why you're out here, and they are with you. They're applauding you, perhaps from their homes. But that's why we have to have people like you who are not afraid to go out and to speak for people who often cannot speak for themselves. You are serving the people. And I want to conclude with a statement by Dr. George Washington Carver. Dr. Carver said, it's not the kind of clothing you wear. It's not the kind of car you drive. It is not how much money you have in the bank. It is simply your service that measures success. And by that, you are a winner. You are serving the underserved people. I thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.